Jones and Keefe, WEEI. A lot going on with the Patriots. Drake May will start this weekend against the Houston Texans, which we think is great news. Also, Jabril Peppers placed on the commissioner's exempt list. That's news that broke earlier this hour. Gerard Mayo, Patriots head coach, speaking now at the podium on all of this.
Gerard, you said Drake is getting better. Now, there are two things. There's physical and there's mental. Can you talk about if you talk to Drake about his football acumen, has that improved from training camp to the beginning part of the season, which gives you more comfort in putting him in at this particular point in time?
I would say, Drake's a smart guy, and we saw that throughout the draft process. As far as, you know, understanding the offense and the language and just his overall football IQ, I think that continues to improve. And I was actually pleasantly surprised, you know, even when he got here. It was never a question, was he smart? But I was pleasantly surprised just, you know, his work ethic out of this world and, you know, studying the playbook and trying to get those reps, and he continues to get better each and every day. Physically, look, this guy definitely gives us a chance to, you know, kind of get some of those off-schedule plays that you guys always see on TV.
You said solving my decision. Does that mean that you kind of went down and said, we're making the change and deal with it? Or how would the process work?
No, that's a great question. What I would say is, so I met with all the offensive coaches, and we had a conversation. Then we met together, AVP and myself. And he was fully on board. And once again, it goes back to who gives us the best chance to win.
Okay, let's leave it there.
It's like a feeding frenzy. Rabble, Gerard!
They've never been so aggressive with the questions down there.
Let me tell you, he better get a what. Is he not going to get 100% of the snaps?
Why on earth would he not? No, I think he will.
He set packages.
He said most. I think he was just like most.
I think he's going to.
He's going to wait for
Van Pelt all his decision.
That's what he claims.
That's what he says. That's what he says. But everybody's on board. I'll tell you who's not on board.
Who's that?
AVP. There's no way Van Pelt wanted that. Van Pelt, unless the Miami game swayed him so much, and I guess you got to leave the possibility for that out there.
Yeah.
He was so pro Brissett even after the Niners game that there's no way he wanted this. He has to do it. It's his job, and Mayo and Wolf and Kraft are all his bosses, so he has to do it. But there's no way they're all on board.
Okay, so let me go back through some of the things that he said. He started with Jabril Peppers. Let's put that to the side for a moment, because I think when he was on the radio the other day with Greg, and when he did his subsequent hit with the media afterwards, meaning like the full press conference, the Zoom call, I think they let him know he looked much too pro Jabril Peppers and not strong enough about domestic violence. I think that was clear.
Yeah.
But let's put a pin in that for a moment. He started, Jacoby's a warrior, blah, 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 tip of the hat, egoless, da, 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 da.
Right.
He did say that it's been trending in this direction for a while.
Since camp.
Since
which
camp.
He did highlight during that time.
I think that was his little way of saying, this is what I wanted the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is what I wanted to do.
Yep.
He also said that he met one-on-one with both quarterbacks. Okay? So not Brissett and May together, I believe, and we'll have to fact check me on this, but I believe he said when they made the initial announcement to go with Brissett before Cincinnati, he met with both quarterbacks at the same time, I think.
Or was it individual?
He said he met with both of them at the same time. And then,
Individually? Okay, right. Yeah. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah,
he
said
he met with both of them one-on-one.
Yep.
Obviously, the team didn't know. Like, obviously, the team is finding out today. He's like, they all got social media.
So, when we talked to, we had three Patriots on Monday. Like, none of those guys knew then.
Definitely
that,
not.
That decision had not been made. When Brissett was on with Hart and Arcand, he didn't know. And he said he was going to start.
He said he expects to start.
Everybody wasn't lying. Like, I think he did at that point expect to start.
Yeah. He said that Drake May physically gives us a chance for some of those off-platform plays.
Agreed.
Definitely agree with that.
Yep, I like that.
He said he met with all the coaches. He claims AVP is fully on board. That's a direct quote. Fully on board. You smell a rat there?
I smell a rat. I don't believe that. Just based on our limited experience.
That's an odd question.
And literally, hey, AVP, what do you think we do at quarterback this week there, Alex? What do you think we do?
That's an odd question.
No, it's not. Here's what we're doing.
Very important question.
We're going.
He understands that he's got the hopes and dreams of the organization in his hands.
Hopes and dreams.
For now. He doesn't anymore.
No, but for those that missed it, the question prior or that led to the it's an odd question was, is the bigger issue the offensive line not giving Brissett time or Brissett holding on to the ball too long?
Yeah. Turns out the answer was like, Brissett holding the ball too long, turns out.
Yeah, right.
That's 100%. Like, question.
Yeah, it's not an odd question.
It's a great question.
It was probably a terrific question.
It's probably what cost him his job, ultimately.
Okay.
I think I don't think they expected to be 5-0. I don't think they expected to have the best offense in football. But it just gotten to a point over the last 2 weeks that the quarterback was hurting him. There were other games beginning of the year. Who was the worst player on the field? Nah, maybe the left tackle, maybe the right guard, maybe a receiver.
No, you
Ramondre was fumbling. Like, you had all these different the last 2 weeks. You're like, no, the quarterback's killing
you. Yeah, and especially on Sunday, you could boil it down to just his play. He had time. A lot of the beat run, we read you Phil Perry on Monday. He highlighted all the time that he had.
We had a caller, first caller of the day. So he has
our
basically
guy,
the exact same
time as Jaden Daniels. Yeah. No, Phil had stats. He's basically has the same time as Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
He's
doing
okay. In that game on Sunday. Yeah. So, what are you crying about?
Yep.
It was about Brissett. And I think Mayo always agreed. He said he hasn't talked to Van Pelt in season. They met and they plan, and he's totally fully on board, but they haven't talked about this all season. They talked about it in the offseason.
Yeah.
They went back and forth in the offseason. They haven't talked about this decision.
That's strange.
In season. I find that strange, too. I don't quite know what to make of it, but that's odd. I agree. That's the right way to frame that.
Well, especially because I feel like Alex Van Pelt changed who he was over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume Mayo kind of told him that, unless he was just reading what Mayo and listening to what Mayo was saying to the media. But Mayo knew that week one wasn't sustainable, the way that they won that game. And then he also kept talking about how they need to get the ball downfield more. Like, he was talking about they need to pass more. And then against the Jets and the Dolphins specifically, they could have ran a lot more, and they didn't. Wasn't it the Jets game that Ramondre had like 9 carries or something insane? And then this past week, Ramondre and Gibson were running all over the place. Then they stopped doing it.
I think it was basically 2-1. It was 36 dropbacks, I believe, and 18 rushes.
So do you view that as Van Pelt giving in to Mayo, or Van Pelt doing what he thinks Mayo wants? Or like, why would he change so much when what could have won you the game is sort of more his bread and butter?
I liked your theory earlier in the week that he was trying to highlight Brissett.
Yeah. And trying to be like, Brissett's pretty good, we're going to keep Brissett.
And it blew up in his face, and it got his guy benched. Because Brissett is his guy. That's Van Pelt's guy.
In an effort to save him, he killed him.
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
He also said it's the perfect time to get him in there. They're familiar with the defense, which, like, does that mean because they played the Niners already, they're familiar with the defense? D'Amico Ryans is from that.
Yeah.
Like, is that what that means? I was trying to make sense of what that meant.
Well, and they did so well against the Niners.
Like, I'll
get him in there.
I'll be honest, I didn't quite understand what that meant, but that's what he said.